God, you know exactly every need. We pray against every stronghold. We pray against every stronghold of the enemy. We pray, God, that you give peace as only you can. We plead the blood of Jesus tonight, Lord. Thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the Spirit of God. Pray, Lord, that you help us tonight, that you meet every need. I believe you tonight, Lord Jesus, to have your way. I believe you to save, Lord. I believe you to work. I believe you to move, Lord. I believe you to do it tonight, Lord. And I thank you, Jesus. And I praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Search to find the truth. Oh, and when the fashion's up, the day you're gone, the old past still goes on and on. You've got to ask for the old memories that I cherish most are the seeds from Sunday night, when the preacher gave all he had to give to lay it on the line. There was conviction in the altars and compassion in the pews. How much farther will we slip away from the path that had been through? For the old past, search, find the truth. Oh, and with the passion that the day you're gone, the old past still goes on and on. Ask, oh, ask for the old past. The road is straight and narrow. You may have to walk alone. The road will say you're such a fool to forsake easy road. Oh, but faithful is His promise to go to reach the goal. And the road we've traveled for so long will one day turn to gold. Ask for the old past, search, find the truth. And when the fashion's up, the day you're wrong, the old past, it goes on and on. Ask, you've got to ask for the old past. Ask for the old past. Search to find the truth. And when the fashion's up, the day you're gone, the old past still goes on and on. Ask for the old past.
Amen. Let's go to the word of the Lord tonight. So glad to have everybody here. Glad to see Tracy and Jennifer here tonight. Amen. Our scripture reading will come from Genesis chapter 35. Genesis chapter 35. Genesis 35 and verse number 1. The Bible says, "And God said unto Jacob, Arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there. Make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother. Then Jacob said unto his household and to all that were with him, Put away the strange gods that are among you, be clean and change your garments. Let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the way which I went. They gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hand, and all their earrings which were in their ears, and Jacob hid them under the oak which was in Shechem. And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them, and they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. So Jacob came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan, that is, Bethel, he and all the people that were with him. And he built there an altar and called the place El Bethel, because there God appeared unto him when he fled from the face of his brother. And God, verse 9, and God appeared unto Jacob again. And he came out of Padan Aram and blessed him. And God said unto him, Thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. Thou shalt be thy name. And he called his name Israel. God said unto him, I am the God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. Nation and company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins. And the land which I gave unto Abraham and Isaac unto thee, I will give it, and thy seed after thee will I give the land. And God went up from him in the place where he talked with him. Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he talked with him, even a pillar of stone. And he poured a drink offering thereon, and he poured oil thereon. And Jacob called the name of the place where God spake with him, Bethel. Dear Lord, we thank you for your word tonight. I pray that you touch each heart that is here. I pray, God, that you bring us to an altar of salvation tonight. I pray against every hindrance, Lord, and I pray for prayers to be answered right here in this place tonight. Help us, Lord, to be sensitive to your spirit and allow you to move in any and every way that you long to. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. God said unto Jacob, Arise and go to Bethel. Bethel is a very common name in Scripture. But before this, it is very, you almost never heard of it. Bethel simply means the house of God. That word, it just means the house of God. Where did Bethel come from? Where did this name come from? The name was Luz at first. That was the name of this land. Matter of fact, it was at the same place that Abraham built an altar there. Jacob's grandfather built an altar there. But Jacob was running from Esau, his brother. Esau sought to kill him because Jacob had tricked him and had deceived him, and he was on the run. He ran until he could go no more because it was dark. It was night. It was talking about tonight, about having a song in the night. Amen. Jacob, the Bible said, ran until it was dark. He couldn't see to go no more, and he found a stone for a pillow and laid down for the night. While Jacob was laying there, amen, he dreamed, and in this dream he saw a ladder, and in this ladder angels was going up and coming down and all the way to heaven, angels going up and coming down. Jacob woke up out of that dream and he said, God was in this place and I didn't even know it. And the Bible says that he called the name of the place Bethel. Amen. And Jacob vowed a vow to God that day. And he set a stone there and he poured oil on that stone and he anointed that stone. And he vowed a vow and he said, I'll give my tithes to you, Lord, and I'll do what you want me to do. And Jacob goes on down to Laban, his mother's brother. He lives there, amen, for many years. He served 7 years for his wife, Rachel. Amen. He loved Rachel. And when he come in to marry Rachel, amen, his father-in-law-to-be, Laban, had deceived him and gave him the older sister, Leah. And Jacob was wroth, because his father-in-law had deceived him instead of marrying Rachel. Can you imagine? I mean, you go down to the altar and it's not the one you thought you was going to marry. Man, I think I'd be upset too. And Laban said, let's make a deal. Said, you can marry her. Said, it's not right in our custom for the younger daughter to get married first. I can see Jacob saying, that ain't my problem. I worked for 7 years. He worked as a laborer for 7 years to marry this girl. And she wasn't even the one that the father gave. And he said, go ahead. And said, time comes. Said, I'll go ahead and let you marry her too. And said, you can work 7 more years. So Jacob had worked 7 years, deceived again, then worked 7 more years, and he married Rachel. After that, he said, what's my wages going to be? I've worked for 14 years and married your daughter. And the Bible said, God bless Laban, amen, because of Jacob. Amen. I believe that God can bless others because of us. I believe that we can carry a blessing with us. He says, okay, I'll tell you what we'll do. He said, you get all the spotted cattle. Amen. If a cow gives birth and it's got a spot on it, it'll be yours, Jacob. And if it's, you know, a goat gives birth, it's got a ring on it, you know, or something, you know, blemish, bad things. And so the Bible said that God blessed Jacob, and all those cows started having calves with spots on them. Jacob created this. And the Bible says that Laban changed Jacob's wages 10 times. He'd come out there and say, okay, you're not going to have spots, you're going to have the solids. And God would cause them to have solids. Amen. Or, you know, whatever. No, nothing wrong with them. 10 different times he changed his wages. Finally, God said, go back home. And Jacob went back home. He comes, and there he is at Peniel. He met with God, and God, amen, touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh as he wrestled with him. He said, I'll not let you go except thou bless me. And then he meets Esau and all of that. And he goes over here by Shechem and becomes friends with, you know, this city Shechem there. And Jacob had a daughter. He had 12 sons, but he had one daughter. And this daughter, the Bible says, was a beautiful girl. And the king's son of this land, amen, wanted to marry this daughter. And he actually, amen, defiled her and abused her. And molested her is about the best term I can put it in, amen, in this service tonight. The Bible says that the sons of Jacob was very wroth because of what this prince had done, this king's son had done. And so they made a deal with them and all of this and different things was going to go on. And finally, Jacob's sons, Levi and Simeon, which was Dinah's brother, if I say her name right, they went and they slew all the men in that city. Jacob began to seek God. After that, it scared him, brothers. Amen. Have you ever been in that place in your life where you find something and you think, whoa, wait a minute here. I need to get a hold of myself. I need to think about what I'm doing here. And that's exactly where we pick up in our scripture reading. Jacob began to seek God. And the Bible says, Jacob, I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to go back to Bethel. You need to go back to that place where I touched you. And I'd like to preach for you a little while tonight on go to Bethel. Amen. God told Jacob he was in trouble. Have you ever been in trouble before, church? You ever gotten a place where you wished you were seeking God back then? And all of a sudden I'm seeking God now. And God says, I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to go back to Bethel. You need to go back to that place where I touched you. It had been years. You know when God touched Jacob that time? He was a single boy. Somebody said he's still wet behind the ears. Young boy that knew nothing. He didn't have his family at that time. Amen. But God had touched him in a way. And when he began to seek God here, amen, he said, I'll tell you what you got to do. You got to go back to Bethel. Go back to that place where I appeared unto you. Amen. Go back to that place. And I want to preach to you tonight. Amen. This afternoon, as I was praying, the Lord dealt with me to preach to this church tonight. Amen. Somebody maybe be here tonight. Amen. And you're trying to seek God. God, what do I do in my life? How am I going to get out of this mess? How am I going to do this? You see, Jacob was in a mess. The Bible said the terror of God was on those cities. You know why the Bible says that? Because really they should have killed Jacob. And they should have killed all this family. Because they was, you know, they had destroyed all the men of this city, but God protected him because he was doing what was right. Now I want to tell you something. God will protect you if you'll do what's right and go what's right the right way. God said unto Jacob, arise and go to Bethel. Go back to the house of God. Amen. It's time for us to go back to God. It's time for us to come back to God. He said, make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee. It's time for us to live for God. Amen. Jacob, you're in a mess. You've got a choice. Face these men that want to kill you. Amen. Or come to me. Amen. And let me help you. But you've got to come back to God. If you want to know what I've got to say, Jacob, I'll tell you what I got to say. It's time for you to go back to Bethel. It's time for you to go back to the house of God. Jacob said unto his household, he said, put away all these strange gods. I'm telling you, we live in a day and hour, there's many strange gods. We find ourselves involved in things we never, ever imagined ourselves to get involved in. Strange things. Strange gods. Jacob and his family was a holy family. They wasn't meant to live like the way they was living. They wasn't meant to live the way they was living, but they had found themselves in a place, amen, with their acquaintances. Amen. Levi and Simeon, they was cruel, went in there and killed all of those men. And killed them all, and they had become a people that was not godly. They had become, amen, a people that was serving strange gods. Now I want to tell you something. Abraham had come out of the land, amen, of the Ur of the Chaldeans and come out. He had directed his family right. He had directed Isaac right. Isaac was living for God. Isaac was a man, amen, who built altars just like Abraham. And Isaac's son Esau, he was not a godly man at all. Matter of fact, he despised what God had given him. He despised his birthright. Amen. And matter of fact, God gave him over, amen, to be a reprobate. And even though he tried his best to find repentance, God wouldn't let him repent. But here was Jacob, whom God had chosen. Amen. And God has laid his hand upon. And yet, even though God had laid his hand upon him, he had allowed himself to get into a place where he was far, far from God. So far from God, friends. Amen. And God says, I've got the answer for you. Go back to that place where I met you. Go back to that place where I appeared unto you. Jacob, you remember that dream when you saw the angels going up and the angels coming down? You remember that place when you got up and you was just a young boy and you didn't know nothing, you didn't have a first clue? I'm telling you, there's something about that first touch of God. There's something about when God touches a person. They'll never get away from it. I don't care where they go, they'll never get away from it. I've had them tell me, preacher, when I was a little boy, God touched me in the service. I looked at them and thought, man, there ain't no way you know one thing about God. Amen. But they could never forget it. I've had them tell me in jail cells or in prisons. Hey, man, I thought, man, these are rough guys. Amen, preacher. When I was a little boy, I went to service with my aunt or my mom or my grandpa or my grandma, or this, that, or the other. Amen. And you would never know it. Amen. There was a guy the other day, been around him just a little bit, you know, and different things. He's from Mexico. He's a Mexican boy. And I was talking to him. I said, hey, I go to Mexico some. And what do you do in Mexico? Well, I go down there and preach missionary, you know, and build church. I was showing him something. And he is talking there, and I've seen him how he acted and different things. Never know. But he got ready to leave, and I was over there at my truck. I got ready to leave. He is getting in his truck, and he said, hey, he said, my dad's a preacher in Mexico. Oh God, Brother Wayne, you know what? I thought, God, did you bring our past across? Did you let our past across just so I could be a witness to him? Just so God could hear maybe somebody way down there and way down south. Amen. Way 24 hours from the border jiving. Amen. Way down there in southern Mexico, almost to Guatemala. Amen. Maybe there's a mom or a daddy that's saying, God, amen, save my son. God, save him. Amen. Let him find somebody that'll witness to him. Let him find somebody that'll tell him the gospel. You know what God's saying? He said, go back to Bethel. Go back to the house of God. Go back to where I touched you before. Amen. Put away the strange gods from among you. Amen. They buried them under the oak of Shechem. They buried them. It's time for us to bury the things, amen, that have caused us to stray away from God. Hallelujah. It's time for us to bury it and go on for God. And let God move in our life. Listen to what happened. They buried them. They buried them there. And the Bible says God appeared unto Jacob again. Can somebody say again? Here he was, a young boy, and God touched him. And for years he goes by without an experience with God. Now I want to tell you something. The Holy Ghost is just as real as it ever was. Amen. The power of God is just as real as it ever was. Amen. The peace that passeth all understanding. Where you can lay your head down at night and know, amen, that if the Lord comes, or if they drop a bomb on us, or somebody slits your throat, or whatever happens, amen, you know that God's there with you. Amen. That you'll wake up in glory land and not in the, amen, the flames of hell. Amen. Do you know how it feels? Somebody wrote a song. Amen. Do you know how it feels to know God? Amen. God appeared unto Jacob again. Amen. If we go back to Bethel, if we do what God says in our life, if we let God move in our life, there's no telling what God will do. God touched Jacob. Amen. God spoke to him. Amen. Listen to what else he did. He changed his name. Jacob means deceiver. That's what the word, the name Jacob means, is deceiver. Here comes old deceiver. Here comes deceiver. Oh, here comes sorry. Here comes worthless. Hallelujah. But God changed his name. And he said, thou shalt be called no more Jacob, but Israel. You know what Israel means? It means a prince with God and man. It means a prince. Amen. Royalty. Hallelujah. And God changed his name. And God can change our name if we'll do what God wants us to do. I heard about many years ago over in Scotland, there was a man, a young man that went the wrong way, and they was shepherds over there, and he was a sheep thief. He stole sheep. These sheep kept disappearing. Finally, they caught him. And in that custom and in that land, in that time, they would brand them on the forehead. So he got caught so many times, they branded him ST right on his forehead. Sheep thief. That's what he was branded, was sheep thief. Everywhere he went, everybody knew him. Sheep thief. Watch him. Don't let him around. Don't hire him. Don't let him around. That was his reputation. He had it right there. The old boy couldn't find a job, nothing. Finally, he turned to God, gave his life to God, and served the Lord. Had such a turnaround in his life. Amen. Live for God. Even some preach the gospel and live for God. One day he come back in there in that same valley and village where he was branded sheep thief, and he was an old man. There was still ST on his forehead. There was an older man sitting there, Brother Richard, and he knew the story. He knew what ST meant. Back years ago, they'd put ST, sheep thief. Some little kids was playing around and said, what does that ST mean? They didn't know, you know, who used to put ST on them, sheep thief. Said, what does that mean? Said the older man, listened to him. He said, I don't know. But he's such a good man, it must mean saint. Hallelujah. The devil had branded him sheep thief, but God turned it around.
Amen. Hallelujah. He lived a life and his name was changed. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God can turn it around. He said, thou shalt be called no more Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel. Now, I want to tell you, when God changes your name is changed. And when God changes your life, can I get a witness? Your life is changed. Hallelujah, just like this man sat right here and testified tonight. Amen. He's mowing the churchyard on Friday. And he said, I was thinking about all the Friday nights that I'd be in the bar. And I'd be drunk and I'd be drinking. Is that what you said just a few minutes ago? Stand up. Amen. Wave your hand. Amen. Just so everybody know. Come on. Can you stand up for me tonight? Praise God. He said, all the Friday nights I'd be drinking. Amen. I thought, oh God, I'm mowing grass at the churchyard. Hallelujah. I ain't wasting my money, I ain't spending my paycheck. Amen. Praise God. God can change your name. God can change your life. God can change who we are. Amen. All because we go back to Bethel. Come back to God. Amen. I'd like to plead with you tonight. Come back to Bethel. God's saying it's time to go back to God. God's saying it's time to come back to Him. God's saying it's time to give your life to the Lord. God's saying it's time to turn your back on those old weak and beggarly elements of this world. Amen. That does nothing but puts us in bondage and makes us more miserable, amen, when we're through than when we started. God said it's time to go back to where we was, full of the Holy Ghost and full of the power of God and the zeal of God, where we couldn't wait to feel the presence of God. God said, Jacob, go back to Bethel. I'll change your name. You won't be deceiver anymore. Instead, you'll be something different. You'll be something wonderful. Amen. Somebody wrote a song and said, he made something beautiful out of my life. Stand together with me tonight. While every head's bowed and every eye closed and no one looking around. You're here tonight and you say, Brother Sam, I'd like to pray. I need the Lord to help me. I got things in my life that I need the Lord to touch me with. I need the Lord to help me to go back to Bethel. I need my name changed. I need God to help me in my life. Wish I had a praying church right now. I wish we could just pray right now that God would touch somebody's heart. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. As Sister Bethany plays, are you here tonight? Here tonight, you need prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Would you slip your hand up? Maybe step out. Come, these altars are open. You want prayer tonight? I'd like to pray with you. I know this is Sunday night. I'd like for you to get out and come up here. Get out of this altar. I'd like to pray with you tonight. I believe God can help you in your life. I believe the Spirit of the Lord is here to touch. To help. I need the Lord to help you tonight. Now's the time to move, to come to Him. I won't linger long. We'll gather in for prayer. I'm not here to embarrass nobody. I wouldn't embarrass you for nothing. I care about you. I'd like for you to get right with God. I'd like for you, the Lord, to help your life, touch you, pray for you, pray that God will help you. I'm not here to embarrass nobody or make anybody look down on anybody. We're on the same level. The ground is level at Calvary. Here tonight, slip out. Come to this altar and say, I'd like God to help me. I'd like to be saved.
No one can touch you like Jesus can. No one can give you peace you cannot understand. No one can bind your wounds. Nails darkened. No one can touch you, like Jesus can.
Thank you, Jesus.
No one can touch you like Jesus can. No one can give you peace.
Nobody. nobody can get
me. Cannot understand. No one can bind your wounds with nails guarded. No one can touch you like Jesus can.
Sing it.
Life doesn't kiss away the pain. All the hurt you can't explain. When the world has left you lonely, oh, but he'll take you underneath his wings and restore your broken dreams. He'll love you like no other. No one can touch you like Jesus can. No one can give you peace. You can't understand. No one can bind your wounds with nail-scarred hands. No one can touch you like Jesus can. Touch the blind and many suffered so much, and they'll think truly pierced. All but from those hands flows liquid love, power from above.
Oh, they're coming to the altar. If you'd like to come, church.
Restoration. No one can touch you like Jesus can. No one can give you peace. You cannot understand. No one can bind your wounds with nail-scarred hands. No one can touch you like Jesus can.